Love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Paul Johansson is here tonight from One Tree Hill, which is Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, on the WWWB.
That's now ancient history.
I know. Told them it was going to be ancient history 9 years ago, but they wouldn't listen to me.
No, they said, just say it, Adam. Just say it.
I saw Paul's billboard at the top of Barham tonight. Hmm. Yes, staring me right in the face.
Right by your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right at the Lake Hollywood signal there. Yes. Yeah. You're up there, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that you actually turned my microphone on until you guys were done with the early banter, and then I thought
you're on. But please don't talk. Anyway, Drew, in all his glory. No, talk away.
That thing's been up there for a long time, right?
It has.
Yeah.
And I stare at it, and I think, look at all those good-looking white people. I keep thinking to myself.
Yeah. No, we're a white show, that's for sure.
And good-looking.
Good-looking, well, yeah.
It's a good-looking show. Turn the guest up. He's all the way up.
Sorry.
Toward you, Paul.
Then turn Adam down. Sounds like college. Sorry.
Then turn Adam down. How dare you? Paul has got himself a nice cast on his right hand from having a little surgery. I didn't have the same surgery, but I had the same club on my left hand, which is my business
also
hand,
a boxing
if you know what
injury,
I'm saying.
Too.
Yeah, actually was.
Oh, did you fight Danny Bonaducci, too?
Yeah. And I took on Joey Buttafuoco but what the hell's her name? What's a chick boxer's name?
China. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I had that, you know, they do a little too much cast. They could get away. Let me just say this about the whole hospital system. More gown, less cast.
For the hand, anyway.
Yeah, for your body. You know, Paul's 6'4", worth a hunk. They give him a wet nap, and he's nothing but sack and ass crack all day. But for his hand, he has an oak tree duct taped to his left hand. Yeah. There's a nice incision there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a club.
I had to look at your ass hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
You had your hand? Oh, your hernia repair.
When I had my hand surgery, I want to keep my underpants.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, you know what I'm talking about.
People
you just
running
this
out of the operating room screaming.
Here's the thing. You just had this hand surgery.
Yeah.
I had similar wrist hand.
Do you know the nature of the injury? What did you have? What was the problem?
I used to work as a boxing trainer, and I held the focus gloves for so many years.
What club? In town here?
Yeah. At a place called Bodies in Motion.
Absolutely.
And I held these gloves for so long that I got a huge cyst in the palm of my hand that Drew, on more than one occasion, attempted to drain during show hours. But to limited success.
Came back. And
quite a bit of pain. So they finally had to just carve the whole thing out of my palm. And that's why it's sort of now concave. I wish it would come back a little bit. The point is they strapped me to a 6-foot sandwich board and did this thing. I was like Jesus of Nazareth, Drew, on the cross.
I know you think of yourself that way for coffee, but you know.
Were you holding the focus pads in order to garner some more comic material, or was it something of interest in the boxing field, or how did you get into that position?
That was my profession before.
You were a professional focus pad holder for amateur fighters.
Yes.
And some maybe pro fighters.
Occasionally, yes.
Did they ever miss and hit you in the midsection or in the face?
No.
Did you ever try your jokes out while they were throwing punches?
No, I did get hit in the head a couple of times. But no, people were pretty good, although I did it today, and Pete Berg, the film director, hit me in the head.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to keep my underpants, because I was like, what do you need my underpants for? I'm strapped. You can't get farther from my balls. You just can't get. You could go to my house. You wouldn't get farther from my balls.
What I
right
love
now.
Is, didn't they give you that your pants could go up in flames and something?
Yes, because they needed your underpants, right?
I actually was allowed to keep mine on.
Are you kidding me?
There was.
Oh, the temerity. Yes,
and I'm tidy whitey. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's unfair, and we all see it.
Why did they, Drew? That's the other thing too. These people, I was like, look. I have this policy. When I'm drugged and put under in a group of strangers, I keep my underpants on. Something I had to learn the hard way.
Oh, yes.
You understand?
We've spoken of that many times. Yes.
I just... call me crazy. When I'm getting hand surgery and I'm under, I like to keep my underpants on.
Did the anesthesiologist just have an earring?
No. But he had a nipple ring.
Well, there you go.
And I thought it was inappropriate that he showed it to me. So. The point is, he licked his finger and he said he had sensitive areolas. That's the last thing I heard before I went under. The point is, why can't I have my underpants? I said. They said, well... and now this is a stretch, I know. They said there could be some, like, rayon or some synthetic fiber in there. There could be some static electricity that mm-hmm. goes through you, and it could burst into flames.
What could burst into flames, particularly?
My sack.
Right.
Could burst into flames.
Well, it's quite a bit of surface area there. You know?
I know, the fire department.
Were you blessed with a large testicular bag?
It's a lot of bag.
A lot of surface area.
A lot of old growth on there, too. Fire department says I got to clear it this summer, by the way. They said they need 80 feet from my dork this year. It's a fire line. All right. Point is, as I said, where's the paper I'll sign? Because if my nutsack goes up in flames... so be it. There will not be a lawsuit. And they said, now give us the underpants. And then, so, of course, what ends up happening is now they got your underpants. They got the gown that ties in back. You're drugged out of your tree. You got the big club for on your hand. And, of course, your ass is now hanging out as drool all over the place with the prodigious sack to the wind. Yes?
Flopping in.
That's right.
Came by and visited. I tested.
Like a windsock at the airport. So, Paul.
Yes.
You got to keep your underpants.
Yes, indeed, I did. Yeah, I think there was.
I think that's a little celebrity. I think they recognize.
Well, you know, I'm a major celebrity, so of course they have to treat me that way.
I think that's what you call juice. You must get your publicist in on that one. I would like to open hospital.
Whereas Cato Caitlin wouldn't have kept his.
No, he's a C-lister at best. I'm going to open a hospital, and the big selling point is you get to keep your underpants. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We have mediocre surgery. Well,
how about special gowns?
Yeah, that you
designer
get to actually
gowns.
Wrap around and Velcro in front so you don't get the ass. And forget about my ass. What about Grandpa's ass?
Mm-hmm. No, yours was plenty. Yours was plenty.
Really?
Yeah, it's good enough.
All right. One Tree Hill, everybody. What are we in, season 3?
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to Wednesdays at 8. You said Tuesdays at 9, but that was last year.
Oh.
We've been moved next year to Wednesdays at 8.
Wednesdays at 8. And, let me just say this about the WWWWB.
I'm very interested.
You can find a home there. Here's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I think everyone wants to be on. They want to be on NBC Thursday nights, 8:00. But unless you're pulling a, 25 share, you're going to go after the first 3 months. Mm-hmm. WB, you get a nice show going. You get a nice consistent thing going. Next thing you know, 10 years goes by. You got a couple of houses.
Well, I think that part of that is because of the demographic. WB pulls in, as you guys all know, you're in the business, it pulls in a very large share of the 14 to 20-something girls, which is a huge market to market to, and I think that keeps us alive.
And that's what you want, too, by the way. Remember when we were on MTV, Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, Fox Fest. Remember that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
It really.
But you guys are both married now.
Yeah.
Happily married?
Yeah.
Still, do you use the boxing gloves at home sometimes?
Yeah, just to protect myself, mainly. Drew uses a chair and a pistol. All right, yeah. I remember one time, and I remember the difference between sort of TV and TV and cable, which is we went to Puerto Vallarta one time, and it was during the height of, MTV stuff.
Oh, right.
Loveline on MTV. Went to the Puerto Vallarta, ended up there during spring break. There's 500 chicks who are 19. I came walking in. It's like, hey, it's a guy from MTV. Next thing you know, it's Party Central in that place. And then Jimmy came by, and one of the chicks said to him, oh, you do Win Ben Stein's Money. My dad loves the show. Now look at him.
My dad loves the show.
Yeah. WB. Yeah, hot chicks, 14 to 20. All right, what name is this, Drew?
Sipa.
Sipa? Sipa.
Hi, Sipa.
Sipa.
Sipa, you're 24. What kind of name is that?
It's Russian Jewish, and actually it's spelled T-S-I-P-A, but...
All right.
Said she had to spell it phonetically, so...
Well, as long as she's going to spell it phonetically, why doesn't she spell it phonetically so we don't say
C-E-P-A.
So we say Sipa next time, or don't say it. Go ahead.
I was wondering if an IUD could complicate an aortic insufficiency.
No, I don't see how it could.
Okay.
Why was what's the situation?
Well, I've been doing a lot of research, and based on my family history and stuff, I believe that I have ankylosing spondylitis.
Okay. Mm. So you have aortic valvular disease, is that right?
Well, I don't know. I've been diagnosed with tachycardia, and I've been taking...
Whoa, slow down. We're going to need your underpants before we talk about it.
You
would want her underpants just talking about this in the office,
aortic
right?
Aortic insufficiency. You had an echocardiogram, and it showed aortic insufficiency?
Stop thinking about it.
There's no way you have that.
She's overdoing it.
Oh, my God. That's something that people get with, and young people get sometimes with very serious, I mean, they get sick with that, and people in their 80s get aortic insufficiency. But this isn't, I guarantee that's not what you have.
Okay, because I've been... What is the matter? You're so somatic.
You're occupied.
That's the Jew half.
Oh, my God.
By the way, Russian half is drunk right now. The Jew half is worse.
Do your parents
have an 80-year-old disease?
Now I know we have bars around this building.
Yeah.
And the grandparents are like Holocaust survivors. That's what happens.
It's
the salt in the wound.
Hey, what's going on?
Actually, I'm not Jewish.
I thought you were half
Russian
Jewish.
Jew.
No, I'm not Russian or Jewish. My dad did a lot of acid, so.
Okay, you know, so your dad, your dad's not a good guy?
Oh, no, he's fine. He's just, creative. So,
Wait a minute. So your name is Sipa.
Yeah.
But you're not a Russian Jew.
I am not a Russian Jew.
Your dad was a hippie and he dropped a lot of acid.
Mm-hmm. And he likes creative names, so.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I have no more justification than that.
Okay.
All right, but we're wondering why you're so somatically preoccupied.
Just because I've been having a lot of joint problems.
Okay, that's not the point. This business of you, you've never seen ankylosing spondylitis. You have no business even thinking about that. A rheumatologist wouldn't diagnose him or herself with that.
Really?
You go to doctors, you do the workup, you let them make a diagnosis.
All right. What is it? It doesn't seem like people are like sort of in two camps. Either they care too much, or they have some festering lesion on their forehead.
Isn't it better to?
Yeah,
forgive me, but isn't it better sometimes for people to be a little more obsessive than to be just completely apathetic about their health?
The problem is the internet has led people to believe that they're experts because they can read about conditions.
Right.
I mean, doctors don't know how to diagnose a condition until they've seen it like 300 times.
Right.
They've actually seen it, seen it from beginning to end, experienced it, looked at it, felt it.
Are there any cases where an IUD would actually play into any role in terms of any cardiac problems at all?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Maybe some tachycardia. I mean, but tachycardia doesn't mean anything. It just means that's a normal thing.
Right.
Supraventricular tachycardias are normal in 24.
So it would be rare for the interaction to be bad then.
Right. Okay. And probably your tachycardia is just one of those things. They're just normal. They're called PATs.
All right. True. Oh, to me that's a point after.
Paroxysmal atrial tachycardia.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was thinking of football. Let's talk to Adam over here. He's 23. Adam.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. You had a threesome.
Yeah, I had a threesome. I've been going out with this girl for 2 years. Actually, Dr. Drew, I was at Central Michigan University in 2001. I was a freshman then, and you came in and gave us a little guest speaking. It was like a motivational speak, if I remember correctly.
Was Adam there with me? Adam was there too, right?
Was I there?
Yeah, you guys were both there.
We were, yeah. We were talking about you on the way home. Drew hated you. I gave you a 5, but Drew somehow didn't take a shine into you, Adam.
Yeah. So what's up?
Well,
what's happening?
I actually have a multi-question. The first one is I had a threesome with my girlfriend, and we actually had the Pistons game a couple nights ago, and we were playing Blackout. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
This all sounds just so bogus to me. It just sounds...
All right. Well, he knows we're at Central Michigan.
Right.
Was I there?
Yes, he said yes. Remember, we were there.
We were?
You just don't believe this guy could actually have a threesome?
It's just the whole...
He's working too much information in that's not germane to the story.
Yeah.
Besides, you don't seem like a guy who could score playoff tickets. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to make a couple of bucks. I mean, the Pistons won it last year, right? Yeah. Where'd you get those playoff tickets, Adam?
My dad's company. He scores. Ooh. He got the seat.
Okay.
Right, was he involved in the threesome?
It's coming together.
We're back again a little bit.
Dad's company. All right, we're back.
Oh, yeah. Keep so going. My girlfriend brings her best friend over to the game. And
how do you play blackout?
Just the first one to blackout wins. We just drink as much as we can.
Oh, every that's time fun.
Every time the Pistons score, you drink.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So, long story short, we go back to the house. And
not really.
And we have sex, all three of us.
Right.
Now I'm thinking, does my girlfriend do this on a regular basis? Is she, like, is she a lesbian?
That's not a question. Stop.
All right, so it's bogus, because there's no question.
There's no question.
What is he's just being insecure? Is
no, he's just making this call up.
It's
not a question. You don't call the radio and ask this question, because the fact is you go to your girlfriend and ask that. Do you do this all the time? It's making me feel
plus,
weird.
You've been with her long enough. You would
know.
Your
girlfriend. You'd know if she does this.
All right, we're going to play a little game called Hang Up. This is where A-Hole's calling the show. With
every time
calls.
The Pistons score, we hang up?
Yeah, I take my index finger in my right hand, push that button, and...
Do you get a lot of those calls? Where
no,
it's just people
but we can tell. We can tell when they're there.
Really?
Well, I'll tell you how you can tell. There's no question.
Well, can you tell when a bogus celebrity comes in? Isn't really a celebrity who's trying to play one off on you?
No, we couldn't tell that.
Well, tonight.
Oh, you're cool. You're cool. When's Cato coming in?
That's pretty soon.
Good.
Any day now.
Kylie?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, I've been straight my whole life, and now all of a sudden I'm into girls now.
Mm.
And I don't understand. Well, not girls, but one particular girl.
Mm.
And I told her...
Hold a second. How'd this get going? Did you just get out of a relationship and then get into this one with this girl?
No, because I believe that you're supposed to give yourself time to heal from relationships.
Kylie.
Yes.
I don't care what you believe right now. Just ask a question.
Okay.
Did you end a bad relationship and then get into this thing with the girl?
Well, it has been months. I had a bad relationship end in January.
All right. This does happen sometimes.
Well, Kylie, let me say something. I believe that everybody is special, that we're all put here for a reason, and that everything happens for a reason, okay?
Okay.
What happened to this world where everyone just was able to spout out the retarded platitudes and everyone just nods your head? Everything happens for a reason. Oh, okay.
Good.
Like SIDS.
It's reason. Yeah.
4-year-old died in his sleep. Oh.
Uh-huh. Huh, what's
a
plan?
There's a plan. Yeah, God needed him. What? Like steady a coffee table in heaven or something? What do you need him for? He wanted him. He needed him.
Yeah.
He's up there now. Do you get older when you go into heaven, by the way?
Huh?
Oh, if you're a little thing and you...
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like when God calls on like a 9-month-old, does he stay 9 months? Because that's a pain in the ass for God, changing the diapers.
But the pain is real for the people that lose people. That pain is real.
That pain is real. Oh, yeah.
I mean...
No, it's...
And so sometimes the pain can serve as a, you know, I mean, I believe that there's a certain amount of pain that can actually help you find some clarity for yourself. It's helped
me.
Yeah,
but what does it mean for the child?
I have no idea. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, there's everything for a reason.
No, there's no doubt that it's... Look, if I lost a child, I'd want to think he was at the knee of the Almighty up in heaven and with the dog and, you know, whatever, with grandpa or great-grandma or whoever else.
It's almost the only way you can deal with that as a human.
Yeah, I would definitely want to feel that. But just that everything happens for a reason thing that everyone seems to keep kicking out.
People especially need those things because they don't want to search deeper because when they do, they discover too many things.
Right. And plus, you know what's a really scary answer? I don't know why S happens, and I sure hope it doesn't happen to me.
Yeah,
or
people I love.
Ooh, or people I love. And we say I love, you mean Drew loves. Thank you.
Yes.
Kylie.
I mean you.
Thank you. Kylie.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so anyway, you had a relationship. And,
see, what happens sometimes
now you're into a chick.
Is when women, particularly your age, or often a little younger even, get brutalized in a relationship, particularly when they've had a bad experience with dad, you keep picking abusive guys, you go through a brutal relationship, you'll try women at that point.
Mm.
Well, yeah, but my dad's not a horrible man. My dad's never done anything to me. I mean, my dad's been great. So
where's my bourbon?
Mm. Huh? Doesn't drink, doesn't smoke.
Okay, now I feel like that girl earlier. He'll drink like 2 or 3 beers every few days.
Where's my bourbon?
Huh? But no. Like he'll drink 2 or 3 beers every 3 or 4 days if he's cutting the grass. But otherwise, no, he does not drink.
Where's my bourbon?
What do you guys live on, a golf course? How much grass is there to cut at your place?
Huh?
You said cutting the grass. You talking about drugs? You talking about actually mowing the lawn?
No, like mowing the lawn.
I'm saying, how much lawn do you have to mow?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He only does that like once or twice a week. Like, he'll drink.
Yeah.
Because my stepmom doesn't like drinking, so I mean, he just doesn't do it. I mean,
stepmom. Where's your mom?
Uh-oh.
Where's your mom?
Oh, I live with my mom right now.
Uh-huh.
Why are your parents broken up?
Why are they broken up?
Where's my bourbon?
All right, Anderson.
You're driving us insane with that.
Okay, my mom is real big on verbal abuse. She thinks if you call her, you know, overweight or a little overweight, she gets upset or whatever, and it's a combination of that, and she didn't like him smoking, and because she's a nurse practitioner, and she's real big on health, and...
Who was abuse?
She
was abuse.
Is she fat? Who's fat?
My mom? No, yeah. My mom gained, 5 or 10 pounds, and my dad would kind of, you know, tell her because I guess he felt the need to...
All right, hold on a second. Trying to piece this puzzle together here for a second.
Every call is like that now.
First off, I picture the dad sitting on a riding mower right now with a beer, a cigarette, and just cussing at some kids.
Yes.
Get the F off the lawn.
Right.
And just riding a continuous holding pattern, just circled, and actually fueling on the move.
Right. Tanker, well, things just chained. Tanker, it's chained to a
tanker,
pole.
No, but a tanker mower pulling up next to it and fueling so he doesn't have to stop. That's in-flight fueling for riding mowers. It's like he's never getting off thing. Now, there's a couple of interesting things. He doesn't drink because stepmom doesn't like his drinking, right. Although he doesn't drink, really.
And she's not into verbal abuse, so when he says you're fat...
He calls her fat.
She leaves.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
Smokes.
Why does stepmom not like it when he drinks if he has himself a Schlitz while he's mowing the lawn twice a week?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It has to be much more than that. Because, listen...
You have to not like it because you have to get drunk and smack her in the face.
That's right. The alcoholism is defined by consequences, and if you're losing relationships, that pretty much does it.
Yeah.
Because of the alcohol.
Now, she's living with mom. Mom put on 5 pounds. Dad started yelling at her from the tractor mower. Surprised she could hear him, you know, over the Briggs and Stratton. Kylie?
Yes.
Does he have a ride-along mower, or does he just go ahead and push behind her? Is it one of those self-propelled ones?
He has a push mower.
Push mower. Okay. And you're now living with your mom.
Yes.
And your dad's a cool guy.
Yes.
But
not so cool that your mother could live with him.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody can live with her.
With your mom.
So she's the abusive one.
My real mother, yes.
Well, you're living with her.
I'm living with her, yes.
All right, well, that's someone.
Well, she's very difficult to live with.
All right, well, why don't you get out of there?
Why don't I get out of here? Because...
Just you can answer the question
without repeating it.
Yeah, it's
no.
We're not doing it.
I'm just nervous.
All right.
And I have to make sure that I have to answer the question right. But no, she right now we're in a big situation. We're living with my aunt because she's building a house and trying to save money or whatever. And she's building me a room in the house so I can go to college and not have to worry about working.
Here's it, Kylie. Take some sage advice from the great one. That's what I started.
Wayne Gretzky.
Started calling myself the. No, I'm actually going back to the Vicar of Christ.
Yeah,
I like that title the best.
That worked.
Yeah. Here's the thing: if you have a person that's very difficult to live with, namely your mom, you need to get out of there. As far as college goes, do you know how many people go to college and support themselves? It just builds that much more character. You get a part-time job, you get some loans, you get some roommates, you sleep on a futon.
You have a baby. All right, now
this keeps getting deeper.
Kylie, please.
All right, so there's a little more chaos here.
A lot more chaos.
Initially meets the eye.
Yeah, brutal relationships. Family sounds a little crazy. Come on. What, were you sexually abused growing up?
Never.
Did you experiment with people like your own age, like other kids when you're like in kindergarten?
No, I never did that. I never had a boy over until I was in high school. I mean, we were never alone around anyone to be able to do that.
Well, when did you have the baby?
When did I have the baby?
She's never had sex.
I was 18. She's a year old.
All right. Well, eventually someone got to you.
Yeah, the loser of them all.
So why are you involved with these awful guys?
All right.
That's what we have to figure out.
Oh, who cares? Just go lesbian or don't go at all.
Well, I'm having problems with her is what I don't understand, because girls are complicated, really complicated.
There's something very wrong, Kylie, very, very wrong, and you don't seem to be in any way in touch with it.
Yeah.
And it's not about your sexual orientation. It's about you're sort of drifting in life without an understanding of what motivates and what emotions are and how relationships work and, you know, why you feel certain things in certain circumstances.
All right, I'm going to make a suggestion.
I'm going to say therapy. This is
therapy would be good. You should listen to classical music. It makes
I
you
do.
Smarter.
And also pick up a book called Adult Children of Alcoholics.
I would say that's a great book to pick up for her.
Yeah.
I agree. I think there's a lot of ACA stuff for her.
Paul, your dad was a Canadian hockey player.
He played in the NHL for many years, yeah.
And he's from Canada?
Played for the Detroit Red Wings, won the Stanley Cup in 1954.
Nice.
That was him, yeah.
You recognize his slap shot.
I did, yeah.
Wow. Did he drink?
Yeah, he was a good drinker. He perfected
it. Where's my bourbon?
You got to drink. Here's the thing about hockey. You got to drink because you play sport. Yeah. We sit on a block of ice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's the hemorrhoids, so you don't feel them.
They drink so much that you ever see the goalies with those squeeze bottles?
Yeah.
That's pure grain.
They didn't have masks when my father played.
Wow.
Yeah. He played with the old guys, Ted Lindsay, Terry Sawchuck, all the guys.
What position did your dad
play? He's a left winger. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to kick my dad in the nuts.
Yeah. Tough as nails.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have cried about no underwear and surgery. He wouldn't have whined about that for half an hour to show.
You
sound like a hockey player.
Let Pepe to differ. I bet he would have. I mean, look, the goalies didn't have masks, but they let them have underpants, right?
They did, and pads, yeah.
That whole thing, we got to take a break, but I got to say this. I really think it's a machismo thing. I really do. Like,
sure.
I always think about the roll bar in the racing automobile. Coming around in the 60s, maybe the later 50s. These guys used to race cars all day long, head hanging out over the top of these Indy cars. Now, meanwhile, it's like, well, technology. Technology? It's a bent piece of steel that's 4 inches higher than your head.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean technology?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, World War II is come and gone. They had ball turrets and B-29s and atomic bombs,
right.
And we were into the jet age. You still couldn't figure out how to put a piece of rolled steel 4 inches above your head?
Guys ride motorcycles without helmets nowadays. It's the same thing to me.
It's machismo. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, no one to be the first puss to go, hey, coach, how about a little something for the puss here? But I was man enough to claim my underpants.
Are we going out to break on puss?
Yes, we are.
Puss and pants.
Yes.
All right.
Paul Johansson is here tonight from One Tree Hill. He plays Hunk number 3.
Thank you.
On the WWB show Wednesday nights.
Right.
Is it Wednesday at 8 now? Or
it'll be Wednesdays at 8 coming back for our third season. Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Paul Johansson's here tonight. From his little show on the WB One Tree Hill, which is on now, going to be on Wednesdays at, no, wait a minute. Oh, yes,
8
o'clock. All right, yeah. New time, third smash season, everybody. Paul is Dan Scott, by the way. Super hunky guy with cast on his arm and evidently his underpants.
Yeah, well, you know who he is now.
Can't believe they took my underpants and they let Paul have his. You'd think it'd be the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Matching focus pads.
Be like, yeah, no, let's see the hunk's junk. And you, Brilla head. Yeah, here's a unitard to put on.
Really what it was, the nurse went, oh, my God, you will never believe the size of that guy's sack.
But, you know, I heard girls don't actually do that. Well, my girlfriend sitting out there, and she says that she never looks at a guy and says that she imagines what his package looks like.
No.
But men, we're always like going, huh. Mm.
Hmm. Women will notice a package if there's like a photograph of a guy and he's like sitting with jeans
on
or something.
Going on. Yeah.
Tom Jones.
But women have a strange thing where they get aroused by visual material but don't get appetite, no drive.
I don't understand the difference.
That the hypothalamus is the part of our brain that activates drive need. We're driven. Arousal is just sort of sexual arousal. But women, they've shown this very clearly in MRIs, that women, when they look at like pornography and stuff, can have arousal but no drive. That's when they'll go, oh, that guy's so hot. I would never have sex with him.
But he saw it.
But he was grabbing excited to see it.
Is there obviously for me, I always go back to, there must be some sort of genetic need for them not to have, like,
the kind of drive.
Right, because we're driven by different things.
To spread the genes as far as wide as possible. Uh-huh. For women to accept a genetic load, as it were, is to take on an 18-year commitment. And the risk of their life with pregnancy. I mean, most women died in pregnancy in prehistoric times.
Right.
So to take that on was a very big risk.
Wow.
So they'd be more discriminating naturally.
So why are women like our dear friend, was it Kira that was just on the phone with us? Would, as she calls him the biggest loser in the world, why would she allow herself
because
to take that gene?
When people are abused by their parents, things that cause terror in childhood become sources of attraction in adulthood.
Mm. And why is that?
We're wired that way.
We're just wired
just
that way.
How it works.
Yeah.
It's trying to make up for a past, trying to relive it or somehow.
That's sort of how you can try to understand it. But
That's cognitive therapy, though. We're just wired by it.
The question is, what was God thinking? What's the evolutionary advantage to making humans in such a way that things that are off in childhood we go towards? Maybe it's to just sort of finish us off. If you've been damaged when you're in childhood, just torch out.
I never thought of it that way. It's very sort of nihilistic.
Draconian.
Well, everything happens for a reason. That's all I know. At the end of the day, everything happens for a reason.
Corolla.
Yeah, see, we're trying to change Marco Polo.
I got it. Do you know my little brother? He's a stand-up comedian. Pete Johansson.
Yeah.
He writes comedy, stand-up. He's very, I thought maybe you knew him. I think he knows you, but...
Well, I'm a legend.
Well, it's true.
In the business. Come on. Well, how old is your little brother?
He's 32.
Oh.
He's done a lot of tours. He's
a couple years younger than you. He's not little brother.
No, but I think he's written some for the Man Show, and he knows other guys there. So. Oh. Anyway.
They wrote for the next Man Show.
No. Season 5.
The real Man Show.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Veronica, who's 18. Veronica?
Hi.
What's happening?
I had a question because, like, whenever me and my husband have sex, I get this very, very intense feeling. Like, it feels very, very, very good. And then I feel like I gotta go pee, and then the feeling is gone. It stops.
Mm-hmm. So you've never had an orgasm?
No.
Under no circumstance?
No, never.
How old are you?
18.
Well, there's a couple things. One is that many 18-year-olds have not had orgasm. It's just your biology hasn't sort of synced up for that yet.
Yeah.
And to have it during intercourse would be even more rare.
I would say impossible.
Impossible.
Based on some of the field data I've collected over the years, impossible.
At that age.
At any age.
A little better at any age, but definitely at 18.
I don't know.
The other thing, there is something called female orgasmic incontinence.
I don't know.
Where some women do pee during orgasm, but usually that's associated with stress incontinence, which is something that happens like after you've had a baby, that sort of thing. So the reality is this is probably just irritation of your urethra. You're not going to pee, and you need to sort of figure things out. You haven't really sort of figured out your biology.
I did have a baby, but that was, it even happened before.
Oh, well, but there you go. That may be why it's getting worse now.
Mm.
So it's physiological or psychological?
Well, the baby may make it physiological.
Mechanical, yeah.
Yeah. And Veronica?
Yeah?
How old is your kid?
He's 4 months.
Here's the difference between men and women. This woman has gone so far as to having a baby, never had an orgasm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for guys, forget about
it.
Yeah. You should at least, have an orgasm before you have a kid.
You would think.
Or do it at the same time.
But it does
be really weird.
All right.
But it doesn't preclude you from getting help and trying to get an orgasm now.
But it also brings up an interesting point, which is something we rarely talk about, which is maternal desire. That women have a drive, an autonomous drive to be pregnant. Yeah, yeah. To have a child.
Yeah.
And that drive is similar to a sexual drive in man.
Yeah.
Were you using any form of birth control?
No.
No.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And
pull and pray, huh?
And you're married?
Yes.
What?
All right.
What?
Yeah, they're married.
18.
And what's your husband do?
He's a soldier. He's in the U.S. Army.
All right. Oh, he's fighting with us. Okay.
Yeah.
Most people we talk to are fighting for Mexico or Canada. That's good. That's refreshing. Okay. It's on our side. One of our boys. Fantastic. Now I'm a fan.
All right, Frank, again, you got to kind of work things out a little bit. Maybe get a vibrator or try the tub. This whole thing.
Do you masturbate?
No.
No?
No.
No.
You don't?
For women, masturbation doesn't feel anything.
But it might help her come to terms with her own body.
Yes, it would. But usually when they're like this, it's like they feel nothing. It's just like, ugh.
Do you enjoy sex?
Yes, I do.
And would your husband be willing to experiment a little bit without complete penetration and other ways to help you achieve more arousal and continue? Have you ever heard of like the tantra sex acts and those things too?
Wow. You go, girl.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, it's called foreplay, darling, and it's really fun.
Is your husband...
Yeah, we always do that before sex.
No, but continued foreplay. I mean, long-term foreplay. No. I don't know. I mean, I'm just
don't
talking about...
Don't ruin it for all of us, long-term.
You know, it's like... Look, don't you talk to Woody Harrelson ever? I mean, isn't he the guy that sits there
him
and does
the like, yeah,
come for like...
They get in a lotus position. They go down in their old lady for 4 days.
Yeah, but I mean, here's a girl that's never had an orgasm. Wouldn't it be great if somehow she would...
Well,
they're not wired for this yet. They come online between 18 and 22.
So you're just saying just wait.
What she has to do is, for many women, they have to actually experience a feeling of intimacy in order to feel sexual.
Oh.
And so that's why they have to have another person there, because they don't know how to quite make that feeling
third
by
person?
Themselves.
Yeah.
A person.
That's what the kid's
and
for.
So she needs to really focus on that sort of what that feeling of intimacy is, and then the masturbation will start to feel like
Veronica,
something.
Veronica, where's your husband? Is he stationed somewhere?
Yeah, he's currently in Iraq.
All right, and when's he due back?
I don't know. Well, he's supposed to stay for a whole year, but, like, they get a break every 6 months. They get a 2 weeks break, you know, so he'll get to come.
Oh, so it's off the bank.
How long has he been away?
He left on March.
Oh, okay.
All right, and what's he doing over there?
He's a scout.
Scout.
Ooh.
Wow.
That sounds dangerous.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll keep him in our thoughts.
Are you worried about him?
Every day.
All right. Well, listen here, baby doll. It sounds like you got bigger fish to fry than orgasms at this particular stage in your life.
Go ahead and pee if that's what's going to happen. Or if not, don't worry about it. Just figure things out.
So take care of your kid. Be a good mom. Don't get pregnant for a while. Keep your fingers crossed for hubby. And then you're 18. Yes, Drew is right. And here's the thing. Paul's saying, well, what if the guy does a great job on her? And the answer is, who knows? Maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't. Yeah. Women sort of
give her some time.
Sexually come online, as Drew says, you know, a few years down the line. She may, or some never come on at all.
Well, most women are able to orgasm eventually. Most. Adam. Oof. Adam,
we're all sweating.
Do you have a swimming pool at your place, Paul?
No, I don't.
You don't? Do you have nieces or nephews or your kids?
I have tons of them. Yeah, lots of nieces and nephews, but I have no children of my own.
Okay. Do your nieces and nephews enjoy frolicking in the swimming pool?
I'm sure that they do.
They do?
Yes.
And they play that game Marco Polo?
They do. And yet, it's funny because they don't use those words. They use Adam.
Corolla.
Oh, wow. God, it's catching on.
It's on.
I can't clap.
But it's on. Whoa. What an awesome summer this is going to be. Kids playing Adam Carolla in the pool. That's going to be my legacy.
That's in Vancouver, Canada.
That's going to be my
that's
legacy. All right. Well, that's, you know, that's swimming country. I tell you what,
absolutely.
Over there. Yeah. Lauren, we got to take a break. Lauren?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You've had sex 6 times and it still hurts?
Yeah.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
That's what you need. You need somebody you can kind of work this out with. Because is it hurt right when they're trying to penetrate you? Right when it starts?
The whole time.
But it starts right when...
The whole time?
It starts at the beginning.
But it starts at the beginning, right?
Really?
And that's usually a problem with, spasm of the pelvic musculature, and that's anxiety as much as anything else. You've had a pelvic exam? Pap smear?
No.
Right, go do that. You're sexually active. 17-year-old women who have you've already had, 6 partners, you say?
No, just sex 6 times with 2 people.
2 people. All right. You're sexually active at 17. You're at risk for cervical cancer. Unfortunately, that's the reality.
Did you break it up evenly? You go 3 and 3? Or did one guy get a 5 and the other guy get a 1? You went 3 and 3?
Yes. 3 and 3.
Okay. That's very even.
You're not suggesting she has cervical cancer.
Equitable.
No.
18-year-old, cervical cancer kills women in their 20s. They get it when they're in their teens. If you have, the earlier you have sex, the more partners you have.
What are the symptoms of cervical cancer?
Nothing. Zero.
Okay.
That's why you get pap smears to prevent
cervical
cancer.
I went to Planned Parenthood and they said to wait 6 months before I had a pap smear, I think.
What?
I don't know. They said to come back late because I went to get birth control.
They probably just didn't have time for it then. Just go back and get it done, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Alrighty.
And do you have to take your underpants off?
Working out with a boyfriend, the painting is, as much as anything, probably due to anxiety and just sort of maybe the guy not paying attention.
Let me say this careful. About me having to take my underpants off.
Maybe. Yeah.
What if I was getting some hernia surgery and I was wearing a golf glove on my left hand?
Yeah.
Would they make me take the golf glove off?
Oh, just to see the spots.
You know what I'm saying?
They would.
I don't think so, Drew.
I think they would, because the anesthesiologist might need to see your fingers in order to see the blood and what have you, right? I mean, the blood flow, right?
All right, well, it's the
heavy.
Feet. Why the socks? Socks stay on, right?
I'd like to keep the socks and the underpants on.
Are you trying to hide something?
Yeah, his hairy ass. It was a traumatizing experience. I had to go visit him in the hospital.
How dare you?
All right, let's take a break.
My anesthesiologist was Drew's neighbor.
He offended
Wasn't he?
Us. Yes.
I offended him with a racial joke right before he put me under.
And you were walking around with your ass hanging out when I showed up.
Well,
people were running
right
out of the room, including
well,
him.
You know, and take my underpants, that's what you get. We'll take a quick break. Paul Johansson is here tonight from One Tree Hill. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Paul Johansson is here tonight. He is on One Tree Hill.
What network's that on, Adam?
That's on the WWWWB. The WWWWWB. Remember that, Drew?
Oh, no. It was WWWWWWWWWWWWB. Remember? It was like
37 of them. No, I got it right. Now, we were in Chicago.
Yeah.
Loveline was a syndicated show. It was going to be a syndicated TV show.
It was going to be on Fox.
It was going to be on Fox in Chicago.
Yep.
We had to go to the affiliate to shoot some promotional stuff.
Oh.
And the WB had just come up with their new slogan.
God, were we naive.
And so
I was naive. I beg your pardon. You knew it all, as always.
Thank you. We were in Chicago, and we were in a studio, and we were going to do that. Hey, everybody, watch us on Loveline tonight on the dubba 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 dubba. So it was one of those things, like a scene out of a movie, where the person was saying, okay, Drew, follow along. It's dubba 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 WB. And Drew would go, dubba 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 WB? Anyway, no, dubba 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 WB. And Drew would be like, dubba 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 dubba.
I think we got the point.
Yeah. It would just kept saying dubba. And after about 20 minutes of trying to ram this up our tukai, I screamed at everyone, are you guys high? This is the worst campaign I've ever heard. This is going away in 10 seconds. Well, why should we even memorize this stuff? It's gone. It's going to be like 8-track cassettes 10 minutes from now, you idiots. And, you know, of course, Drew, he's so supportive. Just do it. Just do it. And everyone looks at me and yells, just do it. And I stand there and yell. Drew, how many occasions did I stand, look at an entire group of people, including your puss, and say, this is a horrible idea.
Let me
what
just
are
say,
we doing? Let's stop.
I'm shamed by the memory, but at least 20 times.
At least 20 times. I looked at a whole group of professionals.
And there's no excuse for me, except
said,
that I was stupid.
What are we doing? Let's not do this. This is horrible.
Drew, would you call your partner difficult to work with? Satisfactory or not?
No, he's a genius.
Really?
And so he knows what he's talking about, and then he says things are going to be bad, and they aren't bad, and everyone needs to listen to him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Dick. Adam.
Corolla.
Yeah. Rick, 19.
I don't
up?
Say everything's bad, only the stuff that's going to suck.
That you know sucks.
Right.
He is all a right. World-class dick.
Yeah. I'm like a divining rod for sucking. I can find
Suckiness.
The suck eye. Suck guy. Rick?
Yeah.
What's You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Me and my girlfriend, we have quite a bit of sex, and whenever she comes white sometimes. I'm wondering, is that normal?
Wait a minute. She has an ejaculate? No. Listen.
Hold on.
You have some white stuff
Rick,
around the penis.
Hold
when,
on. Rick, are you sitting down? You're with a dude.
No.
You just notice some white stuff once in a while, right? Doesn't have anything to do with her ejaculating or her orgasm. I mean, she just has
when she has an orgasm, she comes white sometimes. and I'm wondering if that's normal or not. Rick,
you know what I like about Rick? Rick wanted to hear nothing of what you had to say. Just had to just pile drive his stupid same point home one more time. He just bulldozed you and repeated exactly what he said.
Didn't listen to one word.
Now, is do you think Rick is talking about that sort of discharge-y thing that you get?
And that has nothing to do with ejaculate. It has nothing to do with orgasm.
Right.
It's just something women have.
That's pyrite.
It's pyrite.
Fool's gold. Fool's gold, baby. Fool's gold. I saw that. I've seen that before.
Doesn't it happen more often during ovulation?
Thought you struck a rich vein, but it's just fool's gold,
it's
baby.
Pyrite.
It's pyrite.
Wow.
Yeah. What happened to pyrite?
I don't know. Went the way of the dodo.
What happened to dodos? Hey, Rick.
They went the way of the dodo.
That's fool's gold, baby. That ain't no orgasm.
Well,
even the old drunken miner Cookie could tell you that.
So what is that then?
It's discharge. It's normal. Women have that.
Yeah.
Rick.
She's got an infection.
Not necessarily an infection. That can be a normal discharge. Yeah. It could be a yeast infection.
Mm.
But it could be just part of her normal stuff.
Even though it happens during sex, right?
Yes, it happens during sex. It has nothing to do with it. Stop. I put him on hold.
By the way, when else are you going to find it down there? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with orgasm. It has nothing to do with anything.
Is she having an orgasm?
Yeah, she's having an orgasm at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Rick. Stick to your retarded beliefs. Don't call us anymore. Yeah.
Get a small tube of Monistat and move on.
But do try to control volcanoes because making sacrifices and things, that will be sure to control.
Right. He just keeps at the same time.
I know.
At the same time.
I know.
All right. And now, if something does come out of a woman,
it's liquidy.
It's clear.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Paul Johansson is here tonight from One Tree Hill.
Pyrite.
Fool's Gold. Wednesday night. New time. Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. WB. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191 or Paul Johansson is here tonight. He's from One Tree Hill on the WB. Wednesday nights, new time, 8 o'clock, new day, Wednesday. All right, Drew?
Here we go.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yes, sir.
Ready to rock? All right.
Paul, you're showing me up. Sorry.
Dylan?
Yeah.
13?
You know it.
What's up?
Not much, bro.
All right, hold on a second. If this kid isn't currently getting laid, he's going to get laid the next 4 months.
If he calls you dog, he's already been laid.
That's true. That's true. Dylan?
Yeah.
You a cool kid?
I guess so.
What grade are you in?
8.
How you doing with the ladies?
I'm doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, you shouldn't care too much. Hold on a second. Let me just talk to these guys for a second.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a weird experience the other day because I don't have any of my yearbooks from junior high or high school or any class photos or anything like that because my parents are super cheap bastards, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wasn't like...
I mentioned that once or twice, by the way.
Have I brought that up?
Yeah, you brought that up a couple
times. I did mention my dad's
a
pussy?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, because I don't... You mentioned it. Here's my point. I think people get drunk and check out their yearbook or have a reunion or something. They scan through it every 7 or 8 years. I hadn't seen mine in like 25 years, like from the 8th grade.
Right.
And all the people who, all the chicks I recognize, I went down to my memories being smoking hot, and all the guys that were the good-looking guys, I went back and looked at them. Some of them weren't that good-looking.
Right.
They were cool.
Right.
They had it.
Right.
I don't know what it was. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that it at a young age doesn't stay it, necessarily.
No, doesn't stay it, but it sure as hell works when you're in the 8th grade.
Yeah.
And even there were, like, some of these chicks that were, like, and guys, they're really popular and they're really cool and they all had tons of dates and they're all into each other and all that stuff. And then you go back and look at them and you go, that's a scrawny little kid. There's nothing good looking about that kid, or that chick who was supposed to be smoking hot didn't turn out to be so hot.
So it is something created by the rest of the group.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or whatever. You either got it or you don't have it.
Well,
but
Dylan's
got it, and there's something in it, and it shows up when you're about 6th, 7th grade, and if you don't got it...
You ain't got it.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam.
Oh, man.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Brillo head is usually not part of it. Especially in the 70s.
Anything with the word head
in the 70s,
you know.
The comb over.
Yeah.
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 No. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Dylan. All right. Dylan?
Yeah.
All right. So what's your question?
I want to know if, like, well, I know that if you get your clit pierced, it, like, isn't as sensitive.
Are you a girl?
Hold on. Let me say this about Dylan. This kid's got clit. I mean it. That's what I mean. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it a girl or boy? But he's got older siblings.
This is Dylan the dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright, well, I want to know if the same thing can happen to your tongue.
What happens to your clit?
I think Dylan's getting that he's about thinking about getting a tongue piercing, and if it hurts the same as getting a clit piercing, is it something he should go through with? Is this where you're going, Dylan?
I think he's looking for sensitivity.
Yeah. That's where he's going.
You see, with the clitoris, you lose your sensitivity. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I like tasting stuff.
You like tasting stuff?
Yeah.
You're into taste?
You're into taste?
What do you eat, a lot of those fruit roll-ups?
You know.
A lot of Lunchables?
Good and plenty?
Yeah.
You don't want to miss out on... You don't want to miss out on the Mike and Ikes and the fruit roll-ups.
Let
me tell you, because
you don't want to get your lung pierced because you're into breathing. So
yeah,
you know.
No, he likes his taste.
I'm into taste.
He's awesome.
In taste,
Dylan.
But that's part of it, isn't it? Taste is it.
Yeah.
No, because you know, I remember when I was 13. Man, you got a long life of eating fish sticks and fruit roll-ups.
Oh, sure.
And Lunchables.
You get the corn on the cob cut and you get the whole deal.
Yeah, a lot of hot dog on a stick.
Corn dog.
So two roll pops stuck in the.
A lot of Sunny D.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss out on that.
All right, Dylan, here's the deal.
I think he's trying to be cool, right?
Yeah, oh boy, is he. But Dylan, I worry, I'm not going to get into it, but I worry about why you'd want to do this, but so be it. There are two main... two main risks. One is that you get bleeding. They hit an artery and the tongue swells up and you obstruct your airway and you die because you can't breathe or you get a tracheostomy. And the second thing is infection, and I have seen brain abscesses because the infection actually tracks along the embryonal planes and can get up into the brain. And it's going to be quite serious. So there you go. Those are the main things.
All right.
Okay.
Does that scare you at all, Dylan? Are you still going to go through with it?
I don't know.
Do the kids at school, any kids at school your age have tongue piercings?
No, but my girlfriend says that she would want one, so.
Guess what? No reputable, even irreputable
In six
place.
Weeks, you'll never remember her name.
It's going to do that to a 13-year-old.
So. Okay.
Yeah, like I can't remember Esther Chiladenko.
Good times.
Oh, wait a minute. God damn it. I do remember.
Isn't she the one you lit the house on fire?
I lit her kitchen on
fire. That was Endless Love. That was in you. I saw that movie.
Not the house.
It was just the kitchen.
Yeah, you're not the house. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to... Her dad.
Have you talked to Esther since then?
Yes, I think you did.
Let's get her on the line. Can we call Esther right now?
I had
1-800-LOVE.
I had a bad experience with lighting Esther's kitchen on fire. Her dad is their dad, I swear to Christ, in the Israeli mafia.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
He's one of these guys.
Yeah.
You know those, like, they're, what is it, by the way? Like, you know the thing that's funny is everybody has that dad they were scared of growing up.
Yeah.
Like you go, like, who had the scary dad? David Vendick. Like, everyone knows the guy with the scary dad. Right. He'd come home from work pissed off. Whose bicycle's out on the goddamn drive? Yeah. Esty's dad was, I swear to God. Well, she wanted to go by Esty now.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God.
You know her now?
Yeah.
Have I met her?
No, I don't think so. Dad was, like, in the Israeli mafia that. This guy was, like, one of these guys was just all 5 o'clock shadow, you know, all the time. Super huge, hairy forearms. You just saw two huge forearms. Right. And he was always yelling about something, you know?
Right. What happened?
I was over at Esther's house with my buddy Chris, and she split. And she said we could swim in her swimming pool during the summer. And as soon as she split, we just started running around the house looking through drawers, looking for stuff. And we found this pot, this big pot of hard wax in it. Like one of those pots you use to remove hair, like wax. Like, you see how those things work, Drew?
No.
Yeah. Paul knows what I'm talking about.
You put a stick on it, put it on your leg, and tear the hair off.
So we were staring at it, and both Chris and I had like a monobrow. So we said, let's heat this pot up and rip off our monobrow.
No way.
So we put it in the kitchen, and we turned the flame all the way up, mm-hmm. and we went by the pool.
And you forgot.
And we hung out.
Oh, my God.
And we forgot about it. And when we came in, the pot had caught on fire.
Right. The wax is burning.
The wax is burning, and the wax is like plastic. You know when you burn plastic, you see these little pieces of soot that sail up in the air, and then they start clinging to everything?
Yes. Oh, my God.
So the kitchen curtain was effed up. And then here's where we really got into trouble. We messed up the hood vent, you know, like avocado-colored hood vent got all screwed up. So we grabbed the Easy-Off oven cleaner and sprayed it and swiped it, and the paint came off.
Oh.
That's when I knew there was permanent damage done, by the way.
This is the best story of the night.
So we had the windows wide open in the kitchen trying to aerate the place.
Did you smell the fire, or how did you find out?
We just came in at a certain point.
Cut to her dad driving home in the car, having
her
a bad day.
You know, her dad was a badass. He drove a Ranchero.
Oh, yeah.
So did mine.
That's
absolutely.
A badass.
Blue with the white stripe.
Drunken, hockey, forward driving a Ranchero. Just a drunken Israeli driving a Ranchero.
That's right.
So he pulls. Now, the thing that was crazy is the kitchen window was right on the street, like 8 feet away from the street. Sure. We had the windows wide open trying to ventilate the place. I was standing there, you know, like flapping my shirt trying to get the place thing. All of a sudden, Israeli Mafia dad just pulls right up and stops right in front of the window. Right. And he's just looking at me, and I'm looking at him. And Chris looks at him and goes, I'm gone. And he hides. He literally, he just runs and hides in the backyard. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is it. We're done. And
he pokes
his head out the window, and he goes, where is Esther? And I said, I don't know. She's not here. And she said, okay. And he puts it in gear and drives off.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, my God, he didn't come in. How could he not come into his house? How often do you go home and not go into your house?
And then did you kick
him? He was going to your family's house.
I don't know where he was going, yeah. So I immediately found Chris, like, cowering in a hamper in guest bedroom. I'm like, get your ass out here. So we got to start cleaning this place up. So every time we cleaned up, the stuff would settle again, and then it would smear, and then there's black soot everywhere, and eventually we just had to pack our tent.
You know,
up
did you
leave.
Ever get the eyebrow into? Well,
never did get the brow, and we split. I remember the phone ringing at my house an hour later. It's Essie's mom. P.O.'d. And you know, she did one of those things. Let me talk to your parents. I was like, they're not here. By the way. If I say my dad's not here, you know he's either dead or I'm lying. Because my dad's never left
anywhere.
The house in 18 years.
It's too cheap.
It's too cheap to go anywhere. Even walking burns food, which burns calories, which costs money.
It costs money to walk.
So I said, he's not here. She was screaming at me the whole time. We need a new kitchen. You know how these moms go nuts? You know, we got to tear everything out, and the refrigerator's ruined, and everything's ruined. And I talked her down, got off the phone with her, and the following morning... Esther called me, and she said, look, I'm going out to my grandma's house in Pasadena, and I want some company on board. You got to drive with me. You owe me. You know, and I was like, all right, I'll ride with you. Come pick me up. And I was out in my driveway. She came pulling up, and her mom was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Set and up. I realized, set up.
Ambush.
Ambush. Oh. Ambush.
What did you do?
I was like, I wanted to run and hide with Chris in the hamper. I was piled in the car. She shut the door and started in on me all the way to Pasadena.
Wow.
Yeah. It was rough.
What was the point of that for mom?
I think the point was, you got no money. Your loser dad's got no money. I'm at least going to yell at you for 30 miles.
Oh, and that'll be that. It to her.
Yeah.
How did she leave it? What was the final sort of...
I don't know. She knew I was so anguished.
But don't you think it serves
her
right for keeping a ball of wax in a bowl around some of the house?
And by the way, wasn't really Esther leaving a couple of J.O.s loose in her house?
Right.
She should have taken a couple of chimpanzees and cut them loose. Jackals or something.
She told us to stay out by the pool. We immediately ran into her bedroom.
It's the 100th monkey thing. You guys maybe could discover something in there. Who knows?
Yeah, we just start going nuts. And the pot of wax was in the room. You know, we wasn't sitting on the stove.
Well, then it's their fault.
Yeah, they shouldn't have left it out. Yeah. Just don't leave it out. I'm thinking of suing
the wild animals left free in the house.
What are statutes of limitations on suing neighbors?
I think you got a case.
Oh, you do?
Easy.
All right.
Easy.
All right. I got to get
some
representation.
Hey, Adam, when you were by the pool, were you saying, Adam?
Corolla. No, we were playing Marco Polo. We didn't know any better.
Right.
Yeah. Gus?
Yeah, what's going on?
21. That's a good name. That's your buddy, Gus. Yeah.
My parents were probably stoned when they named me that.
Nah, I would say drunk. Go ahead there, Gus.
Yeah, I've been with my fiance for quite a while, and every time we have sex, it's usually, you know, 45 minutes into it, she gets dry.
Most women will start to dry at about 10 or 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So you got to finish up quicker.
45
minutes. Wow.
That's kind of crazy. 45.
Can we get a round of applause for him?
Well, maybe not.
You can, but we can.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Well,
yeah, most women aren't really sort of
interested.
Well, maybe Gus is short for gusto.
They're not set up. They're not sort of not wired, but they're sort of able to withstand.
They're not plumb that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was also wondering, is there anything, you know, she can take or she can do to prolong it, to keep it from happening?
It's not that he's selfish. He just wants to know.
Yeah, Gus, wrap it up quick. Wrap it up.
You're hurting her. I don't give mine, you know.
Way to go, Gus.
Well, figure it out. You're hurting her. You're harming her.
Now, what is the average time for intercourse anyway? Is there an average time?
The average is, I was reading some data on this the other day, it's about 7 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Gus. Yeah, you're
doing good, Gus, so a lot of girls appreciate that.
Yeah. Not yours.
Not yours.
She does, because she asked me to marry her.
She asked you? Run.
She asked me.
Mm.
45 minutes, huh?
How old is she?
She's 21.
You ever suffered any head trauma?
No.
Take your time, Gus. No. Take your time,
the
brother.
Pot,
yeah,
little, the
Gus,
pot thing.
Smoke a ton of weed?
No, she's a very intelligent female who goes to college, and she's going to get her liberal arts degree. She wants to be a teacher.
Right, but why is she marrying you?
I guess because I'm in the Navy and she's attracted to a man in uniform, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. That's what the details are.
At least it's not aesthetic. Yeah.
So, Gus, here's the, what are you, boatswain's mate?
I'm an airman, actually. I work on the F-18 Super Hornet.
Ooh, what's your rank,
Super
sir?
Super Hornet.
I'm an E-2. Yeah.
What do you do on that Super Hornet?
I work on all the avionics. Anything that has to do with computers on the aircraft, that's what I work on.
Nice. Are you on a battleship?
No, currently I'm stationed in Lemoore, California.
You know, they say those battleships are like floating cities.
I mean
aircraft carriers. Yeah.
Yeah,
floating cities. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm an aircraft carrier. Hey, why don't you see if you can have an orgasm, say, by minute 19?
By minute 19.
Kind of work on other...
Do you think you could do that?
And then maybe go again in half an hour.
Right,
and
incorporate some other activities into your sessions that are just intercourse.
Are you not able to have an orgasm faster than 45 minutes?
There was one time she lives with her parents still. Her mom left to go pick up her little sister, and we had about 10 or 15 minutes of time there, and it was about 10 or 15 minutes, and I had gotten an orgasm.
So you're able.
Plus,
I am able.
You got
to
figure
out. I'm trying to beat the clock.
Another 3 minutes to rearrange the stuffed animals on the kid sister's bed.
Is there a condition that when men can't climax?
Sure.
What's that? What's it caused by?
Delayed or sometimes medication. Sometimes it's just how the guys are. Some guys can take a long time.
Sensitivity issues.
Yeah, just how they're wired. Some guys can't have orgasm at all during intercourse. They have to sort of finish themselves off.
But they But they can maintain the erection. They just can't have the orgasm. Interesting.
Right. Mm.
That Paul would appreciate your sort of interpretation of your understanding of rape.
Whoa!
Well,
I'm not a big fan. Can I just go on the record?
You'd appreciate this. I have a feeling you just enjoy this.
Why do you want to talk about rape?
Come on,
no, I have this feeling that
I'm interested.
Well,
forgive me.
Okay. I'm saying, Paul.
Yes.
Rape is not a sexual crime. It is a violent crime where you come at the end. That's true.
So,
loves that.
So this is the warped humor. I have to come
this
into this little
humor.
Room with
it's it, with this.
It is not a
crime of sexuality. It is a crime of violence, pure and simple.
Just like
aggravated assault. If I came into your, let's say you were behind the counter at a liquor store, and I came in there and I asked for a pack of cigarettes, and I pistol whipped you and bashed you over the head, knocked you to the ground, and then came. It would be no
different.
That's rape.
Than that. That'd be
then,
no different.
And then
no
came.
Different. And then came. Exactly. It is no different.
Well, wouldn't that
vehicular?
Wouldn't
like if I ran you over while you're crying and came and ejaculated. it's like every violent crime that you come in.
And at the end of it,
it's not at the end necessarily, but you have to.
So that's your definition of rape.
Well, that's rape. It's a violent violent crime where you come. But it's not a... It's,
not sexual.
It's not
nothing
a sexual. Not
nothing
a sexual.
You know, I have rarely had a situation
crime,
where the word rape and then a good laugh at the end.
Yeah.
Actually,
not
the same sex.
It's not a sexual. Not
I
sexual.
Understand.
Now,
could there be sexual about it?
I don't know why. Just because you're coming.
Just because you're ejaculating.
Yeah, just because you're ejaculating. You've had plenty of instances in your life where you've ejaculated. It's not been sexual at all, right?
I've actually turned down roles in movies and TV shows because I didn't want to put myself in a situation where I would have to perform something like that.
Really?
Absolutely.
Like
and
what?
I don't think I could, off the top of my head, remember one of them, but I've had hundreds, well, maybe thousands of auditions in my career. I've been here since 87 and been in this a long time.
Yeah.
And I've just, I've just been, and many times, unable to, even when I'm in my rehearsal process, to get myself to a place where I could justify that type of performance because it's just too...
I don't know, the compensation there.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I think, you know, I think
I'm a rapist.
Drew, please.
No,
please.
It's just, you know, I consider myself a fairly kind of intelligent and sensitive guy, but I'm a big guy and I've had to be in a lot of violent situations and I know that...
In the bedroom?
You're gay.
Yeah, I know where you're sitting, too.
But in life, not just in
I just
roles.
Think that, I just don't think I'm, I think you're in the entertainment business as well. You understand that things that you
barely
do can become very, they can be hurtful. And you know.
Well, here's the, I see these.
Can you perform, could you do a scene, say, where you had to rape a girl and
maybe if it was my mom or something, but I don't think it's stranger. No.
Set up.
You did a scene where you had sex with his mom. Right?
Oh, the man show?
Oh, yes. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I'm very Oedipal myself. First you have to kill your father.
Real mom.
That's a Greek play, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, no, it's true. You watch some of these movies. Like, I think I was watching a couple months back on, I don't know, Cinemax or Showtime or something. They had the Ted Bundy story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whoever that poor actor had to play Ted Bundy is like, you know, always receiving oral sex and hitting someone with a brick and, like, crying at the same time. You just think to yourself, like, as an actor, just, ugh. I mean, my hat's off to the guy, but I wouldn't want to. You know what I mean?
Eef.
Too weird.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and just yeah. I won't get
I think
into
I
that.
Could do that easier than I could do the, you know, the rape thing.
Well, he
I,
is
I think
raping.
I have a real...
He's raping and killing.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't
you
think
don't
I
mind
do
the killing part.
I don't mind the killing. I'll kill anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go through the motions now, but I think that the raping would be... I think it would...
But
it
what
is.
About raping and killing? It's tough because it's one thing you love and the other thing you loathe.
I think
you know
I'm an
I mean?
Overprotective person. I'm protective of my girlfriend, protective of my sister, I'm protective of my mother. I'm very protective of I guess,
women.
Yeah, I find it, you know, a hideous
What if your portrayal of
there
a
must
rapist
be something that
could,
you're... What?
Well, what if your portrayal as a rapist could help rape victims and help people
Yeah, there's
that
argument, too. I think there's
crime.
Better actors than me out there that could probably do that.
Like Hatch.
Yeah, you can do it.
Hack. Here's another one of our rape jokes.
In order to reach these kids, Hack will have to become a rapist.
Well, you heard that old joke. You ever hear that joke? There's a sick joke going around. One of my friends tells it, and he says, an old man and a young girl, or an old man, an older man is walking with a shovel through the woods with a young girl, and she says, gosh, it's really scary here in these woods. And he goes, you think it's scary now? I got to walk out of here alone.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's it's that kind of a fun joke.
Yeah, it's a fun
it's
joke.
It's a lift-me-up joke.
Good
times.
All right.
Awful.
What, any more rape talk you got to get out of your system, Drew?
Done.
You're okay.
It's out. Done.
All right. Paul Johansson, you know, he's a gentleman. He's a lover. He's a fighter.
Good.
He's potentially a homicidal maniac.
But not a rapist.
Right now. Not a rapist. But
a rapist.
He doesn't rape live people. I'm just thinking, after he kills me, what might he do with my limp corpse?
Ew.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Johansson's here
Put
tonight.
Put out the wax bowl.
From One Tree Hill, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, WWWWB. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. We on?
Yep.
Yeah. What is up? Yeah. Paul Johansson here tonight from One Tree Hill. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock on the WB. Let's see. Who were we going to talk to, Drew?
Heather.
Mm-hmm. All right. Heather?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Correct.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, well, right after my husband and I got married about a year and a half ago, he told me that he had been sexually abused from the time he was about 8 until right after we started dating. And,
who was it?
Whoa, hold on. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Who was sexually abusing him? Who was
right
it?
After you started?
Yeah. Who was it?
It was a family, quote-unquote, friend.
Was it a guy or a girl?
A guy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, true. The girl's not sexually abusing. That's not abuse.
Well, if you started when he was
a kid. That's called a mitzvah.
You're talking about 11 or 12 years of abuse, she's saying, though.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Heather, he's going to have some identity issues, probably.
What? How long have you guys been going out?
Well, we've been married now for about 18 months.
Yeah.
And we dated for, like, about that much before that.
So he got abused from 11 to 17, essentially.
From, like, 8 to 20, actually.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just 12 years.
Same guy?
Wait a minute. How old is he now?
He's 23.
Oh, so he's 3 years older. Okay,
same
that's
guy?
That math.
What's
same
that?
Guy the same guy the entire time?
Yeah, same guy. Yeah.
Was the guy at the wedding?
No. He of course, you know, had thought that was just a horrible idea that he would, you know, want to marry somebody and
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, does the guy who victimized your husband, do you think he feels like your husband was his boyfriend?
That's how he treated it, and actually the guy's wife knew about it and thought it was similar to that, which is really sick. But
why aren't you guys reporting this to the police? Absolutely. Why don't you call the police on this one?
He's actually out of state now. We don't know where he is.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing with criminals. They don't often just show up at the prison and let themselves in like Otis from
Mayberry.
Doesn't
stop you from reporting it.
You actually have to go find them sometimes.
Why did he leave the state?
After we got married, he just left. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But do you think that maybe if this guy's done it to this boy, that maybe he's done to other boys that are underage and should be stopped?
Right. That's the point. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Well, Heather, we do know. This is not something you get out of your system or it's it's not like
Has your husband been in therapy?
No. But I don't know. I'm not afraid about him becoming a pedophile cuz I do understand a lot of what it's all about and the control issues and everything. And
why did you marry him, darling, if you have these issues now?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Yeah. Bogus. Drew says bogus. But it's got a lot of specific information.
It does.
Was she crying or laughing?
It sounded like she was laughing.
To me, too. Oh, hell. What the hell? Let's talk to her. Heather.
Yeah?
Bogus?
No.
What are you doing?
What's up?
Are you crying?
I am crying.
About what?
Why? Well, what do you mean about what, Drew?
No, she was said, I understand all this is no big deal, and then breaks into tears. So what is it you're crying about?
I don't know. It's just really hard for me. I'm just afraid.
Of what?
I don't know. My aunt had a similar thing happen to her. And she had, like, a breakdown when she was in her 30s, and she's still on medication for it and everything. I'm just afraid that he might just lose it.
Yeah. Well, you would, I mean, that's not totally unfounded.
And it might not be a bad thing if he loses it and he gets help.
Yeah.
Covers it.
You just hope he's not behind the wheel.
Here's what happens with the guys. They don't necessarily develop severe psychiatric pathology where they're psychotic or they need to be chronically institutionalized or anything like that. They don't lose it, so to speak.
Yeah.
They have trouble. They're prone to drug and alcoholism. They're prone to have issues around sexual identity, meaning he may like men and not really be talking to you about that.
Mm. Yeah.
And they have about a 60% chance of acting out themselves on kids.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's something that if he doesn't get treatment and help for, you're going to have some issues here. So I don't understand why we're not talking about how to get him to treatment.
Well, he's in the Air Force, and he's kind of afraid that that's going to hurt
you,
him.
So you go to the, you go, you, there's tons of medical services there.
And they have counselors.
You go, yeah, you go to the psychiatric services. It's by definition confidential. Mm-hmm. And you go in and you get treatment.
Yeah, okay. And you don't think that's going to, because like when he's going, when he was getting into the Air Force, they wanted to know if he had ever had counseling or anything.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, now he's in.
The least thing you need to worry about is his career. You need to worry about his health and his mental health.
Best day of his life if they tossed him out of the Air Force.
Yeah.
If you love him, you know, you really.
Yeah.
And you need to get this other guy, you need to report it to the police and get details on where he's
Heather.
At.
Yeah.
Yes, you must go to the law, and he must get help. And marrying somebody who's been through this before they go into counseling is like buying a car, a used car, before it gets pulled from the lake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like pull it out, dry it off, clean it up, start it up, and then maybe we can see about.
Yeah.
Don't. It's still at the bottom of the lake.
But she didn't
don't
know.
Buy it.
She didn't know until after they're married.
I don't know if she knew about that. And by the way, this 11 years thing, or however many years this went on, 12 years.
Something's wrong with that story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it transcends just out and out molestation, because
right.
Now the guy's 19, the guy's 20,
and they're still having sex,
and they're still going at it.
Right, and he's got a girlfriend now, and he's still having sex with a guy.
Right, and she should get
3 months into his relationship with her.
All right, wait a minute. One last thing, Heather.
Yeah.
No kids, you two.
My baby's actually right beside me.
All right. Well, throw it out the window. I have a better chance.
Get him some treatment, for God's sakes.
Please get him some treatment and
He might do something to the kid.
More kids.
Yeah. Well, she is our only one, but I don't know.
Than that, so.
I know, but you're 20. You're due to crap out another 15 at this rate. Take it easy. No more kids. Yeah. He gets therapy. You have no more kids. Everything smooths out. All right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right, everybody.
Oh, my.
Whew, Lord. And, yes, this guy needs to be brought to justice. Sean?
Let's get it on.
What's up?
What does that mean?
Hey, what's up? Oh, first of all, I want to give you guys credit where credit is due. Thank you for scaring my ass straight, getting me on the straight and narrow.
Thank you.
You guys took my call a couple years ago and pretty much made me try to marry myself. And because of that, I got off my self-destructive path. My kids have a father now, and everything's starting to fall into place. I just want to say thank you. I cannot thank you enough.
Wow.
There you go.
On behalf of my kids, I cannot thank you enough.
What were you doing?
I was infidelity. I was kept trying to work out things with my wife, and it just wasn't happening. We kept going through this cycle. We kept doing the crazy dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I called you guys, and I was totally expecting pretty much some cut and dry, you know, point A to point B advice. But, Drew, you totally ripped into me. Oh, my God. I was pissed after that call. You really ripped into me. And I carried that anger around for a couple of weeks because...
You were cheating on your wife?
Well, it was one of those things where, yeah, I was doing that.
Let me explain why Drew rips into cheaters. Not that he minds cheating. It's just his wife listens, and he has to act insulted when other people cheat
because she's
listening. Yeah, that's how it goes.
No.
Drew's like, huh? Oh, my. That's an attack on your family.
It is.
Sweetie, you listening? You hear that? You hear what my radio persona thinks of cheating?
It's a compensation, what you're saying.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Good day. All right, now what are you saying, Sean? Fantastic. So now everything's cool.
I'm saying I'm not back with my wife, but I saw what I was doing. That was my rock bottom. I broke the cycle. I stopped doing the crazy dance with her. I refused to. I've been going to church. I've been listening to Loveline every night. I've been reading cracked and all sorts of other crap and doing everything.
All right, good for you.
Sean,
another success story.
Well done.
Another Loveline success story.
Yeah.
And my kids play Adam Carolla in the pool, so there you go. Just
add
Very good.
Closes the loop.
So I was watching TV the other day, and I saw they're doing a little Comedy Central commercial where they're showing you the new shows coming out, and it said, new series, Adam Carolla, and there's a picture of Adam Carolla's mug. And I said,
oh, really?
What? I have heard nothing of this on Loveline, and I couldn't find anything on IMDb or anything.
We try not to talk about things other than my high school football stories and how much I hate my dad.
Yes.
On the show. We don't plug anything on this show.
I have a show starting next week on Discovery Health Channel.
Discovery Health Series, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is about Adam Carolla.
I know, I'm just saying.
Well, it's a weekly anthology series? What's it?
Weekly show, yeah.
Okay. When did this turn into Drew's show?
Adam
Carolla. Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. Sean, it's a half-hour nightly show after the Daily Show.
Oh, okay.
All right,
Is it just you talking about your dad in high school football?
Pretty much. Yeah.
What else are you going to talk about?
Yeah.
It's like a Love Lane extension.
Yeah, I think sort of Larry King with fluid in his body. All right.
No suspenders?
Nah, one. Thank you.
A suspender.
A suspender attached to a underpants. Go Tarzan style. This one crosses over, goes that way. One nut showing.
It's all class.
All class. All right, should we take a...
break.
Yeah, that... Oh, I wonder what that was. A Comedy Central. I'm sure it was a horrible picture. That'll be... I don't know when that starts. August. Beginning of August.
Well, I'm actually going to need Loveline listeners' help next Wednesday to turn on Discovery Health Channel at 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. I'm not sure what time it is.
You better figure that out.
I will. By Wednesday, I'll figure
it out. Another show that may be on at 9 o'clock, One Tree Hill.
Oh, it is. But you can TiVo your name, Dr. Drew.
8 o'clock.
Oh, and then they can find out what time it's
on. Yeah, but not our listeners don't have TiVo, do they?
I think a lot of people are getting it.
I hope so. But our listeners?
Nah.
I just need them to turn the TV on.
All right. Let's take a little break. Paul Johansson here tonight. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Paul Johansson's here tonight. He is from One Tree Hill. He plays Dan Scott. He's the big hunky guy with the cast on his arm. Mm-hmm. Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock on the WB. New time. New day. New everything. Old scripts, though, ironically. Just going with the same ones from season one.
Oh, nice.
But you know what they're doing? They're mixing up the pages.
Oh, wow. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, so it'll be like page 1, page 9, page 3, page 46.
Great.
It's not going to make sense, but you should watch it. It's going
to
be
hard to stop
watching. It's going to be a train wreck, yeah.
It's good.
I would like to do a one-hour drama where that was the whole thing. We write the script, and then we throw it in one of those, we hit it with a leaf blower, and we have the gardener put it back together in whatever order.
There are some shows that seem like that, aren't there?
We do it exactly the same as it comes out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? It's we call the show One Mad Lib or something like that. We'll work it out. Yeah?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Let's talk to Aaron. Masturbates. Listen, the name Aaron, does it need two A's at the top? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's an old Hebrew name, isn't it?
Seems like it. I'd say we could get away with one. Oh, let me tell you something bad. I had to bite my lip.
Okay.
I got a new assistant. It's a long story. Super gay. Fine with that part. He was spelling his name to somebody on the phone the other day.
You went off after him.
No, I just had to bite my lip. His name's Matthew. He was like M-A-T-T-H.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. Two T's with the Matthew.
Yeah.
Did a lot of people do that?
Yeah.
Really?
It's usually a last name that does that, though.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. My sister's name is Lauren. She tried to change it to Laurin.
Oh.
I was like, are you high? You think I'm doing that? By the way, I never write your name down, so there you go. I just say it. And when I say it, I'm going to think Ian.
But there was a time, I think, just in the... early 1900s when there was a movement in America to truncate words or to make them more phonetic and to even spell them without...
Yeah, that's what I'm about.
There was a big movement. I mean,
I like the way Saturday Night Live once had a skit where they were going to shorten the alphabet and make L-M-N-O one letter.
Oh, yeah. I like that whole, you know, phonetic truncation thing because that's how I spell anyway. Yeah. Even when I'm trying, that's how I spell. Aaron?
Yeah.
You're 23.
That's correct.
What's up?
Not much. You guys rock.
Thanks.
I'm trying to settle something with my girlfriend here. We were having a conversation about a week ago, and we were talking about masturbation. I asked her how many times she masturbated, you know, and she said that she masturbates maybe once a week, if that. And I I was like, oh, well, then she asked me, and I told her that I masturbate about 4 to 6 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And she flipped out. Like, she thought that was the most disgusting thing she had ever heard, and she thinks that I'm not normal. And
All right, you freaked her out. And by the way, why get into these stupid conversations? This is one thing you learn when you get older, that stupid, we're going to come clean,
young.
BS.
And you know what the truth is? He did tell the truth.
I know. What I mean? And now it's haunting.
See, he should be allowed to tell the truth and not be like, you know.
Well, you can confess to a murder. Doesn't mean you get let go.
Yeah, truth does not
doesn't set anyone free. Yeah. Well, it actually sets you free in the sense that you break up.
You're calling out her inability to accept him as he is. So
yeah, but we don't need to know everything about everyone. And when you get older, you just realize you don't need to know all that. How many people you've been with? And I was with this person once that did this or did that or whatever. And here's how often I beat off or any of that nonsense. You just leave it alone.
Aaron, are you spending money doing this?
Spending money?
Yeah, like
no, I mean, I got like hand-me-down porns, you know.
Are you doing anything dangerous? Are you hurting yourself physically?
No.
Are you going to prostitutes or anything of that nature?
No.
How about your girl though, knowing that you're thinking of someone other than her, you know, 5-6 times a day?
Does that bug her?
Yeah, that bugs her a little bit.
That's what this is about.
But I mean, she's got to accept that. I mean, I told her, you know, no matter what a guy says, they watch porn, period.
Okay, let me ask a couple more questions. Is there shame involved with this? Do you feel out of control with it? Like you'd like to do less?
Not at all.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
All right.
There you go.
I just learned to lie, would you?
What's that? Learn to lie?
Learn to lie. Let me say this.
Well, no, learn to keep private things private. How about that?
How about this, Drew? Think about this for a second. I was given a little sperm sample at the fertility clinic. Well, that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check it out, you know. Yeah. We're trying to get pregnant,
yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know, this was just to have the thing checked out. But if you do go for artificial insemination, they need another sperm sample.
Mm-hmm.
And they send you into the room with a stack of gents and a couple of movies. So that means your kid, you were thinking of candy samples when you inseminate, when you actually had your kid. Like the sperm that produced your kid, yeah. You know, that was...
Yeah, that's not exactly a
that, that was Christy Canyon.
That sperm was made 6 weeks earlier anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something to that effect?
By the way, I can get some of Paul's sperm. That's good sperm.
But, you know, this kid that
hold
just
on,
called...
Let's how do get you plan away,
to do
let's
that?
Get away from Paul's.
Let's take another perspective on
how
this
do I,
thing.
I'm not going to be able to do it without your help, first off. The kid's
I got
weak.
One hand. How am I supposed to... I can't even hold the material to look at.
I'll get it out of you. Don't you worry. Just look. Wow. You need to just focus. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's some world class sperm there.
But you guys, you're telling this guy that you
I'm
know,
not done with your sperm.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to get off the subject.
Well, if you
where's the wax
that,
bowl? Pass the wax bowl.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just think this kid. Listen, my opinion is you guys know I'm not going to come in here and agree with everything you're saying. You probably won't ever invite me back again. But
no,
I think the kid's right. He's a kid. You just said it yourself. Said, hey, you're young. He's a kid. He's going to masturbate. He's being honest about it.
True.
And what we're telling him is to lie.
Yes.
What I'm saying is, hey, maybe your girlfriend, the other approach would be for her to open her mind and say, hey, instead of you masturbating 5 times a day, maybe, you know, we'll play around a little bit more together safely or whatever you do and incorporate her. I mean, why does it have to be without her?
Well,
you know?
Let me say this. He's 23, which isn't a kid.
Well,
you know, he's not 19. He's on the cusp.
Okay.
He's young.
That's
he's 23. Drew was through with medical school. Through with medical school?
Well, I was 24, I was through.
All right, so you're well into medical school and beating off 9-10 times a day. The point is
other things keep me busy.
When you tell your gal pal that you're having it yourself once, twice a day, that's perfectly
fine.
She asked.
Fine. He didn't offer.
Well, he brought it up, basically, wanted to know what she was doing. But here's my point. You tell a chick who does it once a week, you do it once a day, and they're
don't
like...
Don't women generally do it less anyway?
A lot less.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, that's what a guy does. When you start saying 6-7 times a day, you freak them out a little bit.
She's thinking every time you go to the bathroom, every time I don't see you, that's what you're doing. That's gross.
Right. Now look, it's maybe she should be able to handle it.
Does he have a job?
I mean, right.
Well, I think this is it.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have a job?
I'm unemployed.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I'd maybe be at it too if I was unemployed.
Yeah, focus on some other activity. This is, you know, again, one of the things you sort of use as a qualifier of whether or not somebody has sexual addiction is consequence.
Yeah.
And if it's preventing you from getting on with other things, if it's destroying a relationship, it could be sexual addiction. So,
well, let me say something too. Guys will get depressed. They'll not be busy, and they'll start beating off too much. Right. And then they get into these shame spirals.
That's true.
Devil makes work for idle hands.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, this idle applies hand. Really well to
idle
that.
Idle hand. No, really, it really does. Guys, really
then
young.
Then they get more ashamed, more disgusted. They masturbate more.
That's right. Males, young males need to be in, like, the military, trying out for some sports franchise, doing on a construction crew where they get up at 6 every morning and they come home and collapse at 5 in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
Or
you
else.
Need to take those guys and work them. Otherwise, society's going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
You're drowning in semen.
Drowning in semen and tsunami. Yes,
but I applaud you for being honest. And I say stay
you
the course, being honest,
anybody.
And find a girl that's going to be a little more understanding and open-minded, you'll get through this. Get
times,
a job.
7 times a day is going to be a tough sell for almost any girl.
We can get you a job on TV. You'll be perfect.
You need to find a girl you haven't told this to before and shut your pie hole. That's my advice. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Some thanks where thanks are due. First, I want to thank Paul for coming in here tonight. One Tree Hill, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on the WB. Come back anytime.
Hey, thanks for having me.
He's a thought-provoking guest, Drew.
Yes, indeed.
Yes?
Challenging.
All right.
I didn't mean to give you a hard time.
No. It was everything you did was perfect. You did exactly what a guest should do. Now leave. No. I want to thank a big tip of the hat to phone screener Brian. This is his last night with us. He's been with us for a number of years and is surely appreciated. And will be,
are you gay, Brian?
Missed.
I am.
All right. That's him, everybody. God bless phone screener Brian. We wish him well. I want to thank engineers Michelle and... Junior producer Lauren, senior producer Ann, the magic fingered one, the Liberace of the potentiometers, everyone. Engineer Anderson and engineer Chris and who the hell else? Oh, Patricia, the new phone screener as well. Good job. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, Drew, doesn't bother you. You don't have to talk at all at the end of the show.
It's nice.
We get paid the same.
What are you going
to do? Saying, mahalo.
Yes, sir, Ms. Grohl.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.